Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It was my pleasure to work with Tony Conley, the recent former morning host on this station for the past several years. Over time, Tony learned to ask great questions of his guests so as to share more and more relevant information with his audience. A few questions put guests in uncomfortable situations, with the result that some people he interviewed refused further requests to be on the air. In my opinion, Tony's willingness to ask such questions should be considered a badge of honor for the service he performed. In a tribute to Tony, here are some questions that I am sure he would have loved to ask if he could have put them to politicians like President Obama, Governor Snyder, and Mayor Bernero, or to so-called economic and financial experts such as MSU economics professor Charles Ballard and Comerica chief economist Robert Dye. 1. If the federal government's fiscal 2014 budget deficit is allegedly $484 billion, then why did the government debt increase $1.2 trillion during that period? 2. How can it be claimed that U.S. stock markets today are at or near all-time highs when the NASDAQ has fallen 80% against the price of an ounce of gold and the Standard & Poor's 500 is down 70% against gold since the year 2000? 3. How can the official U.S. unemployment rate be dropping so much while the percentage of working-age Americans who actually hold jobs has fallen to its lowest level since 1978? 4. Contrary to the government's claim that consumer prices are rising only 1-2% each year, why does the Chapwood Index of the cost of living in the 10 largest cities in America show that consumer prices have increased at least 8% per year in every one of these cities for each of the past 4 years? 5. Why has U.S. government's methodology for calculating changes in consumer prices changed 22 times over the past 19 years? 6. If the U.S. and world economy is supposedly recovering, then why is the Baltic Dry Index, an analysis of the raw material shipping demand against the supply of bulk dry cargo ships, at its lowest level in 29 years? Tony, you have gone on to other pursuits, but it will be my honor to be here for your listeners continuing to ask questions like these. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.